Okay. So I would just ask that the testimony read into the record under 103.43 be incorporated into this, with the exception of the specific information we'll go over dealing with the layout of the site.
Okay.
With this application, the sign is currently here, and the setbacks again would be 25 from the front and 20 from the rear. We're not asking for an exception from the setbacks on that, just for the sign to remain.
Just for the sign to remain, okay.
And all the surrounding properties are commercial along Route 24 there.
Counselor, you say you're going to remove those signs. How long would it take you to do that, to bring them in compliance?
We can do it very quickly.
Okay. Just so the board knows when they consider that. So. Okay.
That
also, we're out of compliance now.
Is that also a vacant lot, too?
No, there is a structure on that site. It's vacant.
Vacant.
Mm-hmm.
Both sites are vacant, is that correct, from what I've seen?
Yeah. They are vacant. Okay, I'd like to go look at them. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman? Mr. Wentz?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Naturally, I have those letters again, Mr. Just so you know, the Bay Plaza Associates LLC, Bayshore Plaza, their consent for Ryan Homes to be erected and maintain the sign located there.
Okay, thank you for that. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I guess, okay. This, I do have another question.
Okay.
This one also does not need a variance for a 300-foot dwelling, as the application was.
I don't know the distance to the. This property over there is not. This property is commercial. I don't know.
Across the road.
Pardon me?
And across the road.
Across the road, it's all commercial.
Okay. Well, it says dwelling or other sign.
Pardon me?
Dwelling or other sign.
Other signs.
If there is another dwelling within that, we would be asking for a variance from that portion of the criteria of the zoning ordinance.
I think, Mr. Chairman, we have the inspector in that area here that has a better handle on this right at this moment, if you would like to hear some testimony.
Yeah, if she's here, yeah, that would be good. Thank you, ma'am.
I have to swear you in.
Yeah.
Name and address.
Melissa Thibodeau, 3143 McDowell Road, Bridgeville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hello. I think the question is are they 300 feet from, have you been able to establish a tape or any kind of a walk-off on that?
They're not going to be 300 feet from the Seafood Shack sign.
Okay. Seafood Shack, is it? Yeah, I know where you're talking.
This is number 344.
Yeah, this case 344.
We're talking about two different signs and locations.
No, the other one was for the one across from McDonald's, right?
Right.
Okay, so this one's the one further down on 24.
Right. This is the one further down.
Right. By the Seafood Shack.
Yes. This is it.
Called the Seafood what?
I've got a better picture. You want to see it?
Yeah.
Yes, we would.
Let
please.
Me pass it on down to the board here.
So in both cases, they do need the 300-foot variance. Is that
what you're saying?
Just for 44. If they move the one before this, then they should meet their setbacks.
Okay.
There's room for them to meet it. On 44.
It needs a 300-foot variance?
Yeah. I'm not sure how far it's going to be because they said they were going to move it. So where it's at now, it definitely doesn't meet the need. Even if they moved it to the other side, it's going to be close to, across the road, there's a dwelling. There's Mary Maid's.
Mary Maid's.
Right across the street, and then the seafood shack.
And they're both within the 300 feet to where the sign's going to be, so they, okay?
Yeah.
The seafood shack you're referring to, is that a sign for it, or the buildings itself?
There's a sign.
Okay, so that's what you're referring to,
right in front of the building, yeah.
So there's a sign and a dwelling?
There's a dwelling across the road.
Have you established any figures there at all yet?
No.
Okay.
I guess because she said it depends on where they move it to comply with setbacks, that's going to determine the distance from the other structures.
Right.
Yeah, if I'd have known they were moving it, I could have.
Would be able to do that, yeah.
Is it possible to get with the applicant in the next couple of weeks to determine where and what the required variance would be?
Do we know if these other signs are legal?
The
seafood shack.
The seafood shack were violated at the same time
right.
as these. He actually got a permit to take that portable sign, and he's going to move the seafood shack sign over on top of it and attach the two.
Okay.
So it's probably going to be even closer by the time he...
We are in that area, Mr. Hudson, we are in that area on 24, the same way as we've, the main drags were getting too slow, but sure, we got a lot of work to do with the signages in Sussex County.
Okay, so let me understand this again, the seafood shack sign, they were violated.
They're violated.
So if they have to move theirs into compliance, they'll be closer to this one that they're requesting?
They should. When he came in for his permit, he told me that he's going to dig up the sign that's there, and he wants to move it right in the middle of his building to make room for a little more parking right there.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to attach it on top of the portable sign.
Okay.
So that's where the portable sign is pretty much where his sign is going to end up completely being. Yeah, it's going to be fixed right there.
It's going to be closer.
So it's going to be closer.
Would that convert him then to an on-premise sign versus an off-premise?
For...
That sign, would then it be classified as an on-premise sign?
Yeah, that one's already an on-premise sign.
Okay.
It's just, he's not allowed to have two.
Okay.
So he's taking his two and making them one.
Okay. So then we wouldn't be in violation of the 300 feet to another off-premise sign.
But you're across the street from a dwelling, so you would still be...
Did you say that dwelling was used as a business right now?
It's a home occupation.
Okay.
So it's...
It is a business. Okay.
Well, if that's already an illegal sign and it's going to be moved, I wouldn't imagine that we should put any burden on this applicant to deal with that sign.
No.
I would think that they should find out, I guess before the next meeting or whenever this comes up again, how far this sign is going to be after it's been set to meet setbacks, how far it's going to be from the different structures it has to be cleared from the 300 mm-hmm. feet.
Any other signs or
signs, buildings, mm-hmm. churches, or whatever the statute says.
So that how much, whatever variance is necessary.
They requested the variance, they just didn't have the specifics.
The numbers.
So it wouldn't require any re-advertising or anything like that.
Okay.
They just need the numbers.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Gage? Mr. Gordon? Any other? Mr. Hudson?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mills, any further? Okay, thank you. Anything else you'd like to add? Yes, ma'am. Okay.
So, Mr. Sure. Rickard, would this have to be re-advertised or?
No. No, we're okay there. We just need, like I said, numbers that you can consider for the.
So a couple of weeks, our next meeting would be like March the 16th. I mean, next one is next Monday night. Would that be? We get a couple of weeks to get in.
That's too soon. The 16th.
16th would be.
I think that would be good.
That'd be good.
Are we closing the record or we're just measuring?
We'll leave the hearing open for the purpose to determine how much of a variance is necessary.
That's going to need. So that way we all know.
Go on as old business or for another hearing.
It would come back as old business.
It'd come back as old business.
Okay.
they give you enough time.
Yes.
That way we'll all know.
So otherwise, the hearing would be closed.
Yeah, because if we didn't, it would be closed otherwise. If we didn't leave it open for that purpose of you trying to get that established.
That's fine. That's plenty of time.
All righty. Okay. Chair will entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, in both cases, 10,343 and 10,344, I'd make a motion that we leave the hearings open for the purpose of determining how much of a variance is needed for case number 10,344. And only that purpose, and request that information be available in ample time for our meeting on the 16th of March.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that case number 10,343 and 344 be left open for the purpose of giving the applicant time to determine the variances that are needed, and that it be tabled until our until March the 16th. Okay. Any further questions?
I think you mean open.
Okay. Yeah, that way they can get it in there to you. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Yep.